Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, healing, and self-acceptance. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace and our perfectly imperfect lives. This is our once-a-month Feel Good Circle community show, where I feature two members of our Feel Good Circle community on the show. This is a special edition that allows me to speak one-on-one with our community members and get real on all areas of life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times bestselling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Q&A podcast. Today is a very special episode because we have our first Feel Good Circle member. We are looking at each other right now on Skype. I am so excited and honored to talk to Kim Lundstrom, who is from Tyler, Texas. So, Kim, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is amazing. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I see your bio here. Tell us about your amazing work with women, what you're up to, what it's like to be in Texas. Tell us everything.
Okay. All right. Right now we're fixing to go through a thunderstorm. So hopefully, you know, the connection stays good.
Okay.
I love Texas. I was born and raised here. I'm a mom with two kids. My oldest is 23 and my youngest is 18. My husband and I own a self-defense school. It's Israeli self-defense, which is like a hand-to-hand combat.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. You're like Israeli hand-to-hand combat.
I always explain the movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
That's the training that she went through was Krav Maga. And that's what my husband teaches. And then I just handle the business side.
Wow. And,
yes. Yeah, so we do a lot of work with women from battered shelters and stuff like that, just so they can, just be safe, safe going home, safe in an environment. Protect themselves. And then I'm also a health coach. So I have a few people that I work with, but other than that.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So first of all, thank you so much for this amazing work you're doing with women. And I'm so excited that you're part of our Feel Good Circle and that you've joined. Are you doing your journal exercises? Are you listening to audios? Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's such a big part of healing, I think, and letting go and processing things, actually having the time, giving ourselves the space to think and inquire and awareness, which is a practice in a lot of Eastern cultures and Eastern philosophies and religions, is this idea of inquiry. And it's not something that we really do in the West. We sort of just take what's coming at us and we try to deal with the stress. But when we start to inquire, you know, why do I believe this? And what can I let go of? And can I, like, is this serving me anymore? These questions and sitting with them and journaling is a very powerful practice. So I congratulate you for coming along with us on the journey. It's amazing.
Thank you. So it's helping me a lot. You know, journaling is new to me.
Did you get a new journal? Is it something, I know you have two kids and you're busy. Is it something that you just carve out time for? Is it part of your daily practice weekly? Tell us how it's going so far.
Okay. I just got a regular spiral notebook. Okay, good. And I just do it before I go to bed. You know, that's my new thing, is trying to calm my mind and get things out. Yes.
Yes, exactly. It's almost like unpacking your bag at the end of the day. And a lot of anxiety, a lot of insomnia is because our mind, like we've taken all this information and all the stimuli. And then at the end of the day, when we're not doing as much, it starts to seep in and our mind starts to keep, now our mind is going. So just processing, letting things come out on paper is a really great way to relax as part of our evening ritual. So I love that you're doing it in the evening as well.
Yes. And that's another thing is like, I have the sleep issues as well. So I constantly have things in my mind. And I'm finding that if I'm writing it down before bed, I don't have as much like a list, like I'm going through a checklist. I don't have that much going through, and I'm able to like fall asleep faster.
Wow. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like taking it out of here and putting it here. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very powerful. We realize how more and more how powerful we are with our thoughts and our writing. So imagine writing intentions or thinking through what our purpose is. Some of the things that we talked about in the October Feel Good Circle, more we will talk about in November, where the theme is living courageously. There's so much power in writing things down by our own hand. There's actually some clinical research about this, which I talked about in Beauty Detox Power, not typing it, not texting it, but actually writing it down in your journal can just help manifest, help heal, help bring things up. So it's such a beautiful practice. And I'm so happy to hear that you're getting in the flow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. So I'm, you know, so excited we have our time together today. You can ask me whatever you want. You know, we have this special time, so it's
okay
for you. Again, I'm just so happy you're in the community, and I know you've had, you have access to all the resources and so on and so forth. But what are some things you're wondering? What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I made a list.
Okay,
I just have a few questions. Okay, so you know, I've always dealt with depression and anxiety, and then with I had a marriage that was very violent. So now I still deal with PTSD. So I have a lot of people that are like, Kim, just, you know, let it go. Just don't worry about it. But my brain does not work that way. I'm not a let it go person.
Yes.
So I stay real tense. I'm always just like my shoulders never relax. I'm just a tense person. So I wanted to know thoughts and suggestions on how I can work through that and not just let people say, let it go.
Yes. I mean, let it go is a really great idea. But when we have trauma, when we have massive anxiety or depression, which is really anxiety turned inward, we need tips and tools to help us get through. So Kim, I suffered from a lot of anxiety as well. Just growing up, it was part of my constipation and part of my holding on. I had a lot of sleep problems as well. I'm still a recovering perfectionist. I would pick on myself a lot, just a lot of anxiety and trying to control things. So me being through the journey as well. And I know like, so there's different parts here. There's the anxiety and then there's getting over actually having violence in your life. As far as anxiety and depression, like a huge part of that is learning to trust and to let, I mean, again, not to say let go, but letting life flow, right? And like seeing that we don't have to control everything, that we are really safe. So there's this part of trusting, which is actually really scary, especially for someone like me that's used to trying to control outcomes. And I think for me, the best way that I've learned to trust is to try to stay as present as possible and not to be always in the future, which is where a lot of anxiety is. You know, Dr. David Hawkins has this great quote. He says, when we heal the past, anxiety of the future, and I'm paraphrasing here, but anxiety of the future disappears. So it's like when we're here, but usually we're in the future or we're in the past. So, I mean, I don't know if you've done any sort of, therapy or energy healing from your trauma? Have you done anything like Reiki or talking therapy or coaching or anything like that?
Just talking to a regular counselor.
And has that been helpful?
It has, but it's just like something will trigger it. And then I'll just go right back to, you know, I've tried tapping for my anxiety,
yes,
you know, and stuff like that.
Have you tried meditation? That.
It's hard for me to get out of my own head, you know, to just, you know, that's still a work in progress.
That's why I think meditation where you're doing a set breathing exercise is really important because you can put the focus right on your breath. Mm-hmm. We have some guided meditations and then there's tons out there. Deepak has some and, you know, but if you have something to do, like a busy mind, like yourself, like, breathe in for four, hold it here, breathe out. You have something to focus on. So that can be a way to sort of get out of your mind more into your body. And it is a practice. When I started meditating, it was so difficult to sit still. I would put a timer on for 30 minutes. And after 7 minutes, I would think, okay, this is the end. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. But now, you know, over 10 years later, I'm still meditating and it's much easier for me to sit. So just remembering that patience, but meditation does put you in the present where, you know, as Eckhart Tolle says, there is no anxiety in this moment. The anxiety comes because we're scared. We're still holding on to fear of the past and then we're projecting it into the future. So it's really like going into the now, being really present when you eat, whatever mm-hmm. you're doing, chewing really well, not trying to multitask, not putting on the TV while you're eating, not mm-hmm. reading the newspaper while you're eating. When you're eating, you're really eating. And when you're doing something, you're really doing something and really honoring that moment, mm-hmm. I think is really important. But as far as your body, have you done any sort of like Reiki or I know you're doing the self-defense, but any type of yoga where you're opening your heart and squeezing and twisting?
I have not.
Because no. I'm a huge believer, and again, from personal experience, that a lot of fear is actually stored in the body. Mm-hmm. So this is where any type of yoga, or we have the yoga DVD, especially fear is held a lot in our liver. So when we do very simple yogic twists, you can actually twist out some of that old energy, and twists combined with deep breathing can just help it get out. You know, there's research, there's all these philosophies around that our cells get encrypted. And so things, again, just energetically, our body is mostly space. So all this trauma that you've been through, it's like cleansing food and toxins and heavy metals from the body. We want to get that out. And then we start to rebuild really healthy organs and cells and rejuvenate. So there's still remnants of that. So deep breathing with certain yogic poses, again, doesn't have to be like crazy, like you're standing on your head or doing handstands, but just twists, I think intuitively would be really helpful for you. Just some very simple poses. You know, there's a little series. I don't know if you have the Radical Beauty book, but there's a couple mm-hmm. poses in there that are quite helpful, but we need to work on all levels. You're working with the body, with the yoga and the mm-hmm. breath. And then you're working mentally with, if you're talking to a counselor, and then you're working spiritually with meditation and getting very present. And then as far as emotions, there's an amazing book I highly recommend called Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins. And he talks about really going in and feeling the feeling. And you just, it's like going into the shadow, like you feel it and you don't think, you don't get into the mind. You just get into the feeling and you feel that intensity. You feel any fear that's burbling up or the anxiety. And it's just like anything. If you focus on something, then the energy starts to dissipate and you're talking about your shoulders being up, but you're focusing on it, not trying to push it down. So it stays. If you really feel it, he says around 10 minutes or so, it actually starts to loosen. And it's again, just like purging from a physical level, things can come out of your body. So I recommend that book. I recommend these practices. It's, you know, it's not a quick fix. It's something that is a practice. Like we have to spend time in nurturing, but we can get back to balance. And as someone that's suffered from, I would say, pretty extreme anxiety, and all you're doing with the feel good circle and the journaling and coming back to better sleep, all this starts to add up. And of course, the healthy eating, the glowing green smoothie, having these fibrous foods, especially with all the antioxidants and all the nutrients and the greens that just are nurturing your body as, again, because the body's encrypted with information, the fiber is just helping to clean you out. And that's really, really helpful as well.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to check out that book, but yes, just yes. doing just regular, you know, just twisting in the chairs and just, you know, just getting into yoga. And what was the Reiki? Is that what you called it? Reiki?
Yes.
What was that?
So Reiki is, I'm actually a level 2 practitioner. There are people that are Reiki masters that can give Reiki to other people. 15% of hospitals now offer it, about 15%. So it's basically a hands-on healing that's very intelligent. It can work emotionally or physically, or spiritually or you know, on all different levels. So in Texas, where you live, you can see if there's someone that does Reiki. Mm-hmm. You can even do an exchange. I used to do exchanges all the time where I would give Reiki and that person would give me a massage, or they could come to your self-defense school or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's really, it just feels really nurturing. And when you've been through violence and you, mm-hmm. you know, just you know, my heart goes out to you, Kim. Like, that's so intense. It's part of the, you know, the dark side of mm-hmm. the full spectrum of our life. But you just need to tell your nervous system, we need to remind you that you are safe and you are loved and you are okay. Right. And Reiki is just like a whole body, a whole energy hug for yourself. And if it's something that you like to do, like, to me, I never connected with tapping that much either. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, it works for people. Great. You know, at one point my dad got into it. We've had tapping experts here on the podcast, but for me, I'm more like massage, self-massage, mm-hmm. Reiki. I do Reiki to myself all the time. So I think whatever modality speaks to you, but especially like just being held and nurtured and knowing mm-hmm. that you're safe and you're so loved and you're so supported. Mm-hmm. That could be a wonderful modality for you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to look into that. I'm sure that there's a lot in this area.
So look for Reiki, look for the Letting Go book by Dr. Mm-hmm. David Hawkins. Think about the yogic twists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just recently had an amazing breathing expert on the podcast called Dr. Belisa Vronich. So any type of breathing where you can just open yourself back up. And then, you know, all these great teachers about presence, Dr., you know, Eckhart Tolle, coming here is where there is no anxiety. If you're, you know, all the stuff that happened in your past, we're working on getting it out of your body, out of your psyche, so it doesn't come in the future. But at the same time, keep bringing yourself back here, which isn't, you know, it's like saying, oh, just let go.
Right.
But again, being here, just chewing your food, breathing, just try to be as much as you can in this moment and not multitasking. Sometimes I drive in my car now and I don't even turn on the music because mm-hmm. I don't want to tune out. I mean, I love music too, but sometimes I'm just like, let me be here and get really centered. And the more we keep coming into the now, which, you know, like meditation is not the easiest thing at first, but it can build and it's such a powerful practice. And then the anxiety starts to become less and less.
That's perfect. That leads me into my second question. Suffering from chronic fatigue, chronic migraines, I have fibromyalgia, and I know that a lot of it can be connected to the body.
Everything.
Yes. It's just everything's all connected. So, you know, that was, I'm just, like I said, I'm constantly anxious all the time. So that was just my next question of how to work through that and then to have my body just heal.
Right. So it is all connected, as you know already, you know, intuitively with your own wisdom. So everything that we just talked about is part of this as well. If okay. you feel nervous all the time, plus we'll go into some specific foods that I think can really help heal the body on the physical level. So we want to work on all levels as well. Geez, you know, our nervous system, it's always like going, and we live in this world where it's even more pronounced and we're even more fight or flight. So mm-hmm. I just keep feeling, as I look into your sweet face and your beautiful eyes, I keep thinking of touch for you. I don't know, like it sounds like you had the Radical Beauty book, but do you ever do any sort of like Abhyanga or like little oil massages for yourself? Or
I have not.
I just, when we're working with the skin, we're working with the nervous system. And so Ayurveda, which is the sister science to yoga, is the oldest medical system in the world. It's even older than TCM. It's over 5,000 mm-hmm. years old. They say, get this, Kim, they say that the number one rasayana practice, which is rejuvenation, is Abhyanga. It is self-massage, mm-hmm. which is something that in our society, we're like, oh, massages are like a treat. I go to the spa, like, twice a year, I'll pay for a massage. But actually, when you think about it, since the skin is the largest organ, talking about presence, when you're touching your skin, it helps you come back here. And so it helps to soothe your nervous system from being frazzled and like noises and traffic and, mm-hmm. and you know, the horns honking and all this stuff. At the end of the day, this is what I like to do. I like to take a hot shower and then you can do the oils before or lotion afterwards. Just spend some time, even if it's like a minute, touching your limbs, like actually touch your body and like give yourself a little hand massage, a little foot massage. That's so good for your nervous system. And right now your nervous system is shot. You've been through so much. Mm-hmm. We're in healing mode, and touch is incredibly healing. It's also going to help with circulation. And when you have better circulation, it means oxygen and nutrients are going to better get to those parts of your body where we want more nutrients to go. We want to bring that blood flow. We want to help heal everything. Studies have showed even just giving yourself a little scalp massage brings circulation to the hair follicles, so your hair grows better. So imagine when you're doing it all around your organ as well.
So then
certain foods, I think now because of all these chronic fatigue, like your body is just shot. Your adrenals are shot. First of all, I could go on the whole show about this, but we have different articles about dealing with kidneys, which are related to our adrenals, adrenal fatigue. Adaptogens are really important for you. So we have a whole series about adaptogens. Do you incorporate any in your life right now? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Should we backtrack here?
I do put the, I can't pronounce it right, but ashwagandha powder. I do that. And then, you know, just, of course, just my GGS every morning. Other than that, not really.
Zola is the wedding company that will do anything for love. And it is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in a couple's life even happier. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is there, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology, all in the service of love. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools. Start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and just takes a few minutes to set up. You can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. Guests especially love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more. To start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/feelgood. Again, to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/feelgood. That's zola.com/feelgood.
We're in a period of rapid change, and sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control. With political tensions, anxiety, and loneliness rising, and questions about how to live a good life on everyone's mind, finding answers can seem harder than ever. For millennia, spiritual thinkers have offered wisdom and tools to help people find their way in trying times, advice that even a scientist like me, Dave DeSteno, is finding have a lot to offer. To join the conversation, look for How God Works wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
If you like my show, you are going to love Life Reboot on Podcast One. It's time to live your best life, and hosts Leah Messer, Lindsay Riley, and Brian Scott are here to give you the tools you need to empower yourself and live life to the fullest. Check out Life Reboot every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I think what would be really good for you. So first of all, we have that whole series. Are you putting the ashwagandha in your power proteins, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So that's a wonderful one that's in the afternoon, which is great because ashwagandha is also wonderful for anxiety and it's also great for sleep. So I also think maca is a good one for you, which is very popular and is just great for endocrine system, which is related to nervous system. So you could work that in a little bit too. Another one that's amazing is holy basil, which is basically tulsi. And you can get this like online, you can get it on Amazon or any health market. It's like super inexpensive. You could get like a whole tea box of it for like $5. And that's a wonderful adaptogenic herbal Ayurvedic tea that just helps the nervous system calm down. So like as part of your ritual in the evening while you're journaling, you can sip on Tulsi tea or holy basil. And that would be a wonderful, wonderful practice for you. Also, medicinal mushrooms. I think there's so much intelligence in plant foods. So ones like, you know, chaga and reishi, you can get them in a powdered form now, or there's even teas that have them. Since adaptogens help, they're nonspecific, they help our bodies deal with stress in different ways. I think that would be really powerful for you. Also making sure that you're getting healthy fat. So I don't know if you eat chia seeds or all these omega-3 sources of fat from plant foods?
Sometimes, yes. I do a lot of the chia seed pudding. That's my favorite.
How often are you having that?
About twice a week.
Okay. So what I want you to look into is like EPA and DHA every day, just taking a capsule of it, just to make sure that's going to help with the depression, with the brain health, just really nourishing cognitive functioning. So you can look again online and just get a vegan algae-based DHA EPA. Twice a week is great for the pudding, but every day I want that healthy fat, just nourishing. It's protective. The myelin sheaths, our nervous system has fat in it. So I want that healthy fat in you every day. And I think that's really important from a physical standpoint. So there's different brands out there. I'm trying to think the name of the one that I like. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's blister packs. And you can just kind of look around on Amazon or whatever, but make sure it's plant-based. I'm not a proponent of fish oil, which can often be rancid and full of toxicity. And again, go to the direct source, go to the algae. Okay. That's a great supplement for you to add. Oh, and also, are you taking your SBO probiotics?
Yes. Yes.
Great. That's huge for everything. anxiety, energy, we're talking about chronic fatigue, just helping to heal everything. It starts here. And as we know, the SBO, the soil-borne organisms, our clinically researched formula is the most natural form can serve by stomach acid. So you're spending money on it that is actually getting to where you want it to get, which is your gut.
That's perfect, because that actually leads me to my next question.
Oh my gosh. Like,
this is flowing perfectly.
We are just flowing okay.
So the fatty acids that you were having me look into, I also have I hope I don't sound like I have a lot of issues, but I have a degenerative eye disease that causes blindness. Oh. So I have no peripheral vision. You know, it's just central vision.
Okay.
And so I take a high dose of vitamin A every day, but my doctor wants me to incorporate either fatty fish or a fish oil. And that's what we were talking about, a fish oil. So I was wondering if that would be equivalent to the fish oil to help, know, because it will. Okay.
That is the plant-based version.
Okay.
And actually I will, after this, I'm going to go find the brand I like. So we will put it in the show notes for the show. But it says on the box, it's, you know, for brain health, eye health. So these omega fats are great for combating depression, also for eye health, brain health, and also they're great for your skin health as well. So yes, it is the plant-based version. And most doctors that don't, you know, really spend a lot of time focusing on nutrition will be like, oh, you know, whatever, fish oil, because that's the common recommendation, but you can go with the algae. And that's what I personally have taken. And that's what I took during my pregnancy, when we DHA when we're pregnant. So, you know, for all different reasons, including for your eye health.
That's perfect. Yeah. Cause
yes. And every day just taking that would be really good for you.
Okay. Because they said that along with the vitamin A can slow the progression of my vision loss up to 10 years. So I want to make sure I take it, but I don't want to take a fish oil. So I'll definitely look into that.
Yes. And stick to it. I mean, that's, you know, and then who knows, like from an energy perspective, I mean, there's all kinds of things. Like, the body is so intelligent, it can repair. There's all so many stories of people coming back from these things. So, you know, we can just put the best intentions, like your eyes are going to heal and everything is going to start to expand.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that would be amazing. And then the last one I had was hormone health. I had a hysterectomy where they took out, you know, everything. So they put me on a hormone replacement therapy. Then they took me off. Then they put me back on. So my hormones are just, I've gained 40 pounds. You know, it's just all over the place. And I know, like we've been talking about this whole time, how everything's connected.
Yes.
So I want to start to be able to lose weight. It just seems like my body's just holding on and won't let go no matter what I do. So I know I need to regulate my hormones.
Yes.
So, but I don't want to be on a hormone replacement therapy.
So how long have you been on the HRT?
It's been 2 years now. They had me off and on. So I went on it 4 years ago, off for a year, and then on for 2 years. So yeah, that's about 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So again, everything that we've talked about before, fat from an energetic standpoint, extra weight is kind of a protective mechanism. And I talk about this in Beauty Detox Power, like we tend to hold on to weight kind of to protect us from the outside world. So I really think as we tune in and work on letting go of fear and mm-hmm. feeling really safe, this happened to me personally as well. And I started to trust life more. Just some of this little like chubbiness and extra fat that I was trying to get rid of just started to fall away naturally. I just became a lot more present, trusting. This came from my meditation practice. It came from, you know, practicing the letting go technique from Dr. Hawkins and all these different things. There's some herbal remedies as well. You know, we were talking about ashwagandha, so it kind of reminds me of Ayurvedic herbs. And there's a really wonderful women's herb that you can take called shatavari. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a form of asparagus, I believe. And it's just really great for balancing hormones. Dr. J, my teacher, talks about shatavari all the time. So it's a wonderful, you can get it. His website is letsallbehealthy.com. And you can get organic shatavari on there, which is where I've gotten mine. And we talked about, it's just a really great herb to incorporate. If you're, you know, if you're taking different medications, you can also ask your doctor about it, of course, and make sure it's not interfering with anything. But otherwise, it's a really nice, mild women's herb that you can consistently start to incorporate. And then, of course, some of the other ones like maca. But again, I'm just not sure what medications you're taking where. So you can just run them by your doctor and make sure that these botanicals and these herbal remedies are also helpful. You know, in this case, it's actually interesting about including some phytoestrogens in your diet. Sometimes in certain cases, they say to avoid them. But in this case, it can actually help with balancing hormones. So for instance, having unprocessed organic non-GMO soy, even like tempeh, some flax seeds, sunflower seeds can be helpful as well. So you can look into some of these foods, incorporating them into your weekly, you know, rotation. I just take a deep breath, breathing deeply. Again, we just did this podcast with this breathing expert, and she was kind of touching on hormones and how much we become shallow chest breathers, and we're not getting the oxygen and we're in fight or flight all the time. So really starting to expand your diaphragm and breathe outwardly. Which again, you're like, oh, but that's a physical thing to do. But if everything's really connected, the way that we're breathing also is going to affect our hormones. So that's a very powerful practice. Making sure that you are ingesting, we talked about fat, but really healthy fat. So here's where you want to avoid vegetable oil, congestive fats. Are you having any dairy right now?
No dairy.
Okay, great. So anything that's just kind of stagnant in your system. And then are you taking detoxy?
Yes.
Okay, great. So just making sure you're going to the bathroom and there. So it sounds like you're doing a lot of the great physical things. Mm-hmm. And we can continue to tweak, and hot liquid, like ginger tea would be really good for you just to keep your metabolism going. I don't know how cold it gets. And are you near Dallas, Tyler, Texas?
We're 2 hours or an hour and a half on the east side of Dallas. So not too far.
Okay, great. So I know it gets a little bit of winter, but ginger is a fantastic food for you. It's like helps move things. Like right now there's stagnation and we need to get things moving. So it's herbal. It's not irritating. Just slice up an inch or two of ginger and steep it in hot water and drink that in between meals, like 3 times a day, just to help get some movement going. It's also great for your metabolism. It's also soothing and nice and warm. You can even add a little bit of turmeric in there too. You can do like a kind of like a golden milk, but not really milk, but an elixir. Cinnamon is another one. Cloves. These different herbs can just help to warm your system. It's like we want to warm things up to let them go. It's like taking a, you know, ball of cheese and putting it on a pan and it starts to melt under the heat of the oven versus keeping it really solid in the fridge. So hot drinks, getting rid of icy, icy drinks, icy, icy foods. Your GGS should be a little bit closer to room temperature.
Okay.
Another great way to lose weight is soup. That's what I've done with a lot of my clients for dinner. We have tons of soup recipes on mysaluna.com. They are naturally lower in calories, but nutrient dense, easy to digest. So you could just like throw everything in a pot, ginger again, veggies, some herbs, spices. You don't even have to buy vegetable broth. And then sometimes you can put lentils or beans or mushrooms or whatever. But I think soup is an amazing weight loss food because we need to get you down to, you know, you gain weight over your ideal closer to like your, you know, the weight that you were before. And that will also help to regulate your hormones because we know excess fat in the body also keeps hormones out of whack. So just starting to rebalance and regulate. But again, there's so much, and I feel that you're like, has anyone ever told you that you're an empath?
No.
Do you know what this is?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you can look it up.
Okay.
It's really, there's like interesting material about it, but I just feel like you're such a sensitive being, really highly sensitive. So you pick up energy, people influence you. So that in that case, you really need to protect yourself going forward so that you are strong and fortified and you know that you're safe. Because when we're too open and like the boundaries open, it's like, oh my gosh, I was hurt before, I can get hurt again. And this fear comes in, but it's like protecting ourselves with this force field of everything, meditation, journaling, you know, you're going through all this stuff with a feel good circle, you're letting it come out, but also just starting the day grounded. So people aren't coming into your space as much. I actually put my feet on the ground or my beach walk. And I imagine I'm really rooted to the earth. Mm-hmm. And you know, Kim, this would be a great practice for you to feel you're that supported, like you are safe, you are okay. And then bringing in these foods, breathing deeply, doing twists, getting it out of your body. I mean, there's so many things we talked about here.
Right.
But all of these things add up, and it just, all these health conditions that you're talking about, all the nourishing foods, everything we talked about, the herbal remedies for the HRT, like all these things, yes, physical level, but everything else, the touch, meditation, I mean, everything is so connected that I just feel like we need to take that as seriously, if not more, like the mental, emotional, spiritual part of your healing journey. Like that's so powerful.
Thank you so much. Yes. I'm a very sensitive person. I can always take in like everybody else's energy. I always feel it, you know, and I almost take it on as my own instead of letting them have their problems or issues. I so take it. Yes, that is so me.
So go online and read about empaths and you'll see like just for your information, because I can feel that on you too, like this extreme sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just like protecting, really fortifying yourself. We can give love, but we don't have to get wrapped up in other people's energies, especially when it's negative. I also think it's important every day, you know, we do our cleansing, we take detoxy. I take a shower and I imagine like I'm washing off everybody's energy from the day. And there's something about the intention of just letting go of other people's energy. I literally like cut cords around my middle and I just like breathe and come back into my own. So that can also be part of your evening practice because you are so empathic and picking up energies and you're in this self-defense school with battered women. And there's just a lot of beautiful work you're doing, but there's a lot of energy coming at you. And right now we're working on letting go of fear, being present, being in your own power. So just cutting those cords every night can also be very powerful.
That sounds perfect. I have imagined, you know, in the shower, just stuff, washing off.
Yes.
I do that because I like we talked about, I almost feel it on me. So I just like, I cleanse it off. Just like, hey, let this wash off, you know, in the warm water. And I just kind of breathe. And that's like my, me time, you know, right in the showers, just yes, like that, beautiful, you know, coming back to, you know, to me and to find me, who I am as a person, you know, without taking on everything else.
So imagine what you can combine is that cleansing that you're already doing. And then when you get out, just take a little bit of time to put some like coconut oil or some lotion. And now you're like, here I am, like in my body. And that's really good for your nervous system. So you can add that on right after your shower, like clean it out, energy,
right,
and then put back the self, the love and the self-care, like, and the self-love, put it back into you. And that can be a way to incorporate that practice.
That's awesome. I'm so excited to start that. Yes.
Okay. So
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, it can be coconut oil. Mm-hmm. I don't like, you know, some Ayurvedic people talk about sesame oil in the winter. I don't really like sesame oil that much. So coconut oil, I do, because it's not greasy, or just some like kind of non-toxic lotion, or just some, any practice where you're just like, like touching your own body and your own limbs and putting that energy back in.
Okay. That's perfect. And then one last thing is grounding. I've been doing grounding since I've followed you, but I do it outside. But in the colder months, I don't have anywhere to walk outside. I was wondering if potted soil, if I just like put my hands in soil daily or something like that, is that kind of the same?
Totally.
As, okay.
So there's grounding mats that you can buy. I don't have one, so I don't, you know, but you can check it out. We can link to it in the show notes. We've done some episodes where we talked about grounding mats. Some people are big proponents of them, that emulates the kind of negative ionic charge of being outside. But just potted soil, like you said, like working with herbs, like anytime you can just get your hands in, I think also connects us to the earth. And then even if you're not touching, you're not getting all those benefits, but energetically, like imagining, like we said, like you're rooting down.
Okay.
You could do it in your own bedroom. Like that to me is the, like the mental part of grounded. Like I'm grounding every day, no matter what, even if I'm outside or not, I'm anchored in the earth. I'm here. And I think that's a practice you can do no matter what.
Okay. That's perfect. Yep.
Yay.
Thank you so much. I've gotten so much information. Like, I'm so excited.
Oh, it was so amazing to talk to you, Kim. So please, please keep in touch with me. And, you know, we'll stay connected. I just want to hear how everything's going. And this is so important. You're such an amazing being. You're such a beautiful being. You're giving so much. And it's really important that you take care of yourself and you protect yourself and your beautiful energy. So I'm here to support. I want to be here throughout your journey. And, you know, we'll keep in touch and maybe at some point we'll have a follow-up.
That'd
but it's just
perfect.
So wonderful to, you know, and we talked about a lot today. So maybe there's just a few things that you really want to focus on and then you can build on. You don't have to do everything we talked about today, but just a few things would be really positive.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. So amazing to be with you. Thank you so much for being part of our beloved Feel Good Circle and our community. We're so honored to have you.
Thank you. I was honored to be here.
Yay. All right, my love. Take care. Lots of love. Enjoyed our time with amazing Kim from Texas. And remember, for your chance to be interviewed as part of our Feel Good Circle Q&As, please join the Feel Good Circle over at mysoluna.com. And like Kim, you can start your journaling and your exercises and diving deep into these topics and hopefully come on our show one day. So sending you so much love, beauties. We'll be back here Monday for our interview podcast. Till then, take care and lots of love.